Perekeh. As we've said many times, the Book of Yirmiyah is not in chronological order. And the previous chapter talks about the incoming doom of Nebuchadnezzar, most probably during the kingdom, at least of Yehoiakim, the earliest. Chapter 5 talks about Teshuvah and talks about finding people who are really Ba'alei Teshuvah. Most probably, this is an earlier Nevuah during the time of Yoshiyahu, whose reforms were very vast, and the government really removed Avodah Zarah and has done Teshuvah. But Yirmiyah is still critical of the people, that their Teshuvah is not wholehearted and full. And we'll see that message in this perek. Pasuk Aleph. Shotetu behotzot Yerushalayim. Ur'una, ud'u, ubakshu berhovoteha. Im tibsu in ye ish. Im yesh ose mishpat mevakesh emunah ve'estahla. So the Nevi calls, go out, seek to the streets of Yerushalayim and see and know and seek in its plazas if you find a person who is truly dispenses justice, seeks truth, then I will forgive her. So apparently, Yirmiyah criticizes the places of business, Hatzot Yerushalayim, Rehavoteha, that we find a lack of honesty and the people are not true and good. The Radak says, of course, there were tzaddikim, but they weren't in the streets because they were in hiding because the evil was so rampant. And as I mentioned before, this seems to take place during the actual time of the Teshuvah. But although the Avodah Zarah was removed, and despite the greatest intentions of the king, the people themselves were hypocritical and corrupt inside. Pasuk Bet. Vim hai Adonai yomeru lachen lasheker yishaveu. Right? Even when they say, hai Hashem, they use God's name. No more Avodah Zarah. And they swear in God's name, still they are swearing falsely. Pasuk Gima. Adonai enecha halo le'emuna hikita otam velo halo kilitam me'anu kahat musar heskupenehem misela me'anu lashuv. Hashem, are your eyes not toward truth? You have stricken them, but they have not felt sick. You have nearly annihilated them, but they refuse to accept discipline. They make themselves harder than rock. They refuse to repent. The Navi looks to God and says, your actions are never in vain, God, but seems to be here, it's not working. You did this in order for them to do Teshuvah, but they have not done Teshuvah. So while it's a address to Borei Olam, of course it's a rebuke to the people themselves. Pasuk Dalid. Ve'ani amarti, ach dalim hem, no'alu, ki lo yad'u derech Adonai, mishpat Elohim. I've said, they must be poor, impoverished ones. So this poor can be understood as actually poor without any means of wealth, or poor in knowledge, stupid, which fits later with the pasuk, with the rest of the pasuk. No'alu ki lo yadu derech Adonai. They act foolishly because they do not know the way of Hashem. Mishpat Elohim, the law of their God. El chaliel gedolim v'adabera otam. So now the Navi turns and says, I will go to the leaders and I'll speak to them as opposed to the dalim. Ki hem yadu derech Adonai. They know the ways of God, mishpat Elohim, and his laws. So now I go to the people who are either wealthy, upperclassmen, as opposed to the Dalim, or also the wise, as opposed to the foolish. Ach, him mayahdav shaviru ol nitiku moserot. But even the ones who know, they broke the yoke. They snapped the straps. Meaning they themselves, although they know God, they broke the yoke of Hashem and they didn't follow in His ways. Pasuk Vav. Al ken hikam aryeh miyad ze'ev aravot yishdedem namer shoked al arehem kol yotze mehenna yitaref ki rabu pishehem atzmu mishuvotehem. So now HaKadosh Baruch, now the Navi compares their destruction to animals, different types of animals. The lion struck them. The wolf of the desert hits them. The leopard stalks their cities. Whoever leaves them will be torn apart, for their sins are abundant and their evil is intense. The enemy is given as lions outside of the city. And the Radak says that it talks about not just these animals, but hungry animals. The Aryeh doesn't leave his den and go to the forest unless he's really hungry. And the Ze'ev Aravot is either the wolf in a desert where there's no food, or he says also it could be understood as Erev because he hasn't eaten all day and he's hungry, extremely hungry. And the leopard that stalks the city, that comes very close to the city only when it's very hungry. And again, whoever leaves the city when these animals are right outside will be destroyed and obliterated. So this is the mashal for the enemy. And the Midrash claims that this represents the four galuyot. Aryeh is Bavel, Ze'ev is Paras u'Madai, Namer is Yavan, and Yavan is the actual came into the Beit HaMikdash, and the last one, which is Rome, is not, it's called Yotze Mehenna Yitaref, not an animal, but that it would be ripped apart. That's how the Midrash looks within this Pasuk and sees all of our Galuyot. Pasuk Zayin. El azot eslach lach banayich azavuni v'yishavu bilo Elohim v'ashbiya otam v'yin afu u'bet zona yitgodadu. Why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me. They swear by not gods. I made them affluent, but they acted adulterously. And they gathered into a place of Zonot, a house of Zonot. Pasuk Chet. Susim miyuzanim mashkim hayu ish el eshet ve'ehu yitzhalu. So this is a very interesting mashal. They were like well-fed horses that get up early, each man neighing to the wife of his acquaintance. The Radak says, just as a horse that eats at night and wakes up satisfied, so too a man who went with his friend's wife wakes up happy in the morning without any regret. Pasuk Tet. Halal ele lo efkod ne'um Adonai, v'im begoy asher kazeh lo titnakem nefshi. Should I not punish for these things, the word of Hashem? For a nation such as this, shall my soul not act exact vengeance. Pasuk Yud. Alu b'sharoteha b'shahetu b'chala'al ta'asu hasiru netishoteha ki lo l'Adonai himma. Attack their walls and destroy, but don't completely annihilate. Remove the shoots, the little plants that grow out, ki lo l'Adonai himma, for they're not faithful to Hashem, right? And the little shoots could represent even the young children. Ki bagod bagidu bi, Bet Yisrael u'Bet Yehudah u'Um Adonai. For they betrayed me. Bet Yisrael and Bet Yehudah, says Hashem. Pesuk Yud-Bet. Ki hashu b'Adonai v'yomru lohu v'lo tavo alinu ra'ah v'cherev ra'av lo nir'eh. Right? They denied Hashem. And here, specifically the Hashkaha of Hashem. And they said, it will not happen, it will not come upon us. The evil and the sword and the hunger, we won't see. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'nevi'im yu l'ruach v'diber en bahem ko yasu lahem. The prophets, talk about the Nevi'i Sheker, will become like wind. For the word of God is not with them. And this will be done to them. Koyaseh lahem. Meaning to the Nevi'im themselves, the prophets. Pasuk Yudalit. Lachen ko amad Adonai Elohei Tzevaot. Yan daberchem et davar hazeh. Hineni noten devarai beficha le'esh. V'ham hazeh etzim v'achatam. God again tells now Yirmiyahu. That since the people have said these words, they denied it, I will put my words in your mouth as fire, and the people will be like wood, and it will eat them. Meaning, the second the words escape the mouth of the Nevi, it will destroy them. Pasuk Tetvav. Hineni mevi alechem goy mimerhak bet Yisrael, ne'um Adonai, goy etanhu, goy me'olamhu, Goy lo teda lishono, velo tishma ma yedaber. Now the Nevi talks about the enemy. He says, I will bring a nation from far. Bet Yisrael, has Israel, Ne'um Hashem. Goyetan, a powerful nation. Goy me'olamhu, an ancient nation. Goy lo teda lishono, you will not know his language, you won't understand what they say. So we have here multiple problems here with this goy. The goy will be, again, from far, strong, ancient, and we won't understand him. He'll have a different language, meaning, doesn't only mean a language, but a total different culture that we will not be used to, and we will not know how to deal with him. Pasuk Tzayin, Ashpekto kekever patuach, ki kulam giborim. His dump will be for all the dead bodies that he kills, all mighty men. Pasuk Tzayin, Ve'achal ketziricha ve'lachmecha yochlu, banecha ubnotecha yochal. Tzonecha ubkarecha yochel gafnecha utenatecha. Yiroshesh are mivtzarecha ashirata boteach bahen beharev. So this is a list of some of the horrific things that the enemy will do. They will eat your harvest and your bread. They will consume your sons and your daughters, your sheep and your cattle, your vines, your fig trees. Impoverish your fortified cities on which you depend by the sword. The Mefarshim argue as to what is happening by the sword. The Radak says that Beharev is going on how they're going to destroy your children. Rashi says it's on how he's going to impoverish your cities. Pasuk Yudhet. But even in those days, I will not totally annihilate you. Again, this concept of that even though the enemy will come, it won't be total annihilation. Pasuk Yutet. V'haya ki yom tomru, tat me'asa Adonai Eloheinu lanu et kol elle. V'amarta lehem kasher azavtem oti v'tavdu Eloheinu echad b'artzichem.
And you'll come and you'll say, for what has God done this to us? And you will tell them, as you have left him and worshipped other gods, foreign gods, in your land, you will also worship foreigners in a land that is not yours. Pasuk Kaf. Hagidu zot bebet Yaakov, vashmi'u abiyuda lemor. Say this in the house of Yaakov, announce it in Yehuda, saying, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Shim'una zot amsachal ve'en lev, inayim lahem ve'lo yir'u, oznayim lahem ve'lo yishma'u. Hear this, O nation that's foolish without a heart. They have eyes but cannot see, and they have ears but cannot hear. Of course, this reminds us of the Mizmor Tehillim, which talks about Avodah Zarah. And here we're talking about the Jewish people themselves who are following the Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Bet. Ha'oti lo tirau, Neum Adonai, im mipanai lo tohilu, asher samti hol givul layam. Hok olam velo yaverenhu, veitgashu velo yuchulu, lo yuchalu, vehamugalav velo yaverunhu. You're not fearing me, says Hashem. You don't tremble before me, for I have put the sand as a boundary against the sea. Hashem, in creating the world, prevented the water from covering all the world by putting a border of sand, as a permanent law that cannot be broken. Its waves rage forth but cannot succeed. Right? The waves try and come, but they can't. They roar but cannot cross. Pasuk of Gima. V'la'am hazeh haya lev sorer umore saru vayelechu. This nation, this people, had a rebellious heart. They have turned away and left. V'lo, pasuk av dalet, v'lo amru bilvavam, nirana et Adonai Eloheinu, hanoten geshem yorel makosh b'ito, shebo'ot hokot kasir yishmor lanu. They didn't say in their hearts, let's fear Hashem, who supplies the rain, early rain and late rain in its proper time, and who preserves us the weeks appointed for the harvest. In other words, they are not fearing God, who has given them so much and has shown His power through nature. Pasuk Kafhe. Avonotechem hitu elle, v'hatotechem manu hatov mikem. Avonotechem, the sins that you've done on purpose, overturned all these, the aspects of nature. V'hatotechem, and even your sins that have done accidentally, manu hatov mikem, they prevented good from you. Pasuk Kavav, ki nimsu be'amir sha'im, yashur keshach yekushim, hisivu mashhit anashim milkodu. He turns back now to the evil, to the people, what they are. For wicked men are found amongst my people, who lie in ambush like a trap that snaps shut. They set a snare and they trap people. So they wait in ambush, and they set traps, but these traps are generally set for whom? For animals. But anashim yukodu. They trap whom? They trap people in their deceit. Pasuk of Zayin. Kichluv male'of ken batehem mele'im mirma al ken gedelu v'yashiru. Like a cage full of birds, their homes are filled with deceit. Therefore they have grown and they've gotten wealthy. Their wealth has come from immoral practice. Pasuk of Het. Shamnu ashetu gam avru divrei ra' din lo danu din yatom. Vayatzlichu u'mishpat evyonim lo shafatu. So, the Navi claims, Shamnu, they got fat. Ashetu, they got, another way to say, they have grown fat. Right? And this, of course, reminds us of the Pasuk in Devarim,
Vayishman yeshurun vayivat. They fat and they kicked. Gam avru divrera. They transgressed through wicked deeds. Din lodanu. They did not rule justly. Din yatom. Even the din of the yatom. Vayatslihu. And they came to prosper. Umishpat evyonim lo shafatu. But they did not judge the judgment of the poor. Hal ele lo efkod neum Adonai. Im begoy asher kazeh lo titakem nefshi. Shall I not punish for these things, says Hashem? For a nation like this, my soul should not wreak vengeance. Pasuk lamed. Shama v'sha'arura niyata ba'aretz. Shama, evil. Sharia, disgusting actions were performed in the land. Hanivim nibi pasuk lamed alef. Hanivim nibiu b'shechir. V'akohanim yirdu al yedehem. V'ami ahavu ken. Uma ta'asu lahalita. The prophets, the nevi'e shekir, prophesied falsely. V'akohanim yirdu al yedehem. And the Kohanim ruled by their hands. They used the words of the Nevi'e Sheker to help them to rule the people. And the nation itself is also, they liked it. They accepted it. And they're also to blame. But what will you do for its end?